You're cheating on me!
I tried to get my phone back from her, but she was taller than me, and I had to stand on the tip of my toes, but still, I couldn't reach it. I swear, I'm not cheating! Why would you say that?
Do you think I'm blind? This girl has been texting you and asking you out on a date! Is this that girl that you're always watching on Twitch, huh?
Jeez, Mel, calm down, will you? The girl just has a crush on me. It's not like I'd ever go on a date with her. We're just texting.
That's cheating!
No, it's not. She's a pretty popular streamer. You want me to just ignore her texts? It's not like we've talked about anything other than games. Jesus!
You're cheating on me, and I'm gonna find out about it. You're probably spending all your money on this girl. And that's why you keep telling me you have no money to buy me any more new clothes. You're cheating, and I'm gonna find out the truth. And when I do, get ready for a world of hurt, buddy. Because I'm going to sue you for every penny you've got.
Sue me? For what? For talking to a friend I met online?
I don't know yet, but I'll figure it out. And when I do, you bet your ass I'm going to sue you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dave, and my girlfriend is a jealous gold digger. This is how I finally got rid of her. Do you have a great title idea? Comment it down below and like the ones you think are interesting. You never know. Your story may be the next one we post. All right, now, back to the story. I swear what I told Mel was true. I really wasn't cheating on her. Sure, I found it cute that a famous streamer I watched had a crush on me. And sure, a popular girl like her liking me was flattering. But I was loyal, and I have principles. We really were just friends. But since Mel found out that I was texting her, our relationship began to sour. That wasn't the first time it happened. Mel had always been the jealous type. And she was intensely jealous. So much so that she did everything she could to get rid of all my friends who were girls. She would harass them, text them threatening messages. One time she even publicly confronted one of my oldest friends and accused Jenny of trying to steal me away from her. It was madness. I tried to defend Jenny, but Mel got so mad at me and accused me of cheating. But when I took Mel's side, Jenny got mad at me and never talked to me again. Mel's always giving me trouble. But I loved her. And that's why I put up with it. I thought she was just high maintenance. I thought to myself, I was lucky to have a girl who took taking care of herself seriously. But then I noticed she would spend more and more of my money on stupid stuff like tarot card readings and excessive shopping for clothes she never even wore. But whenever I'd show her my credit card bill, she would just cry and guilt me by saying I don't love her enough. I never knew love was quantified by the amount of dollars I spent. I was getting to the point where I was about to reach the end of the line with Mel. But then the unthinkable happened. Her parents were jailed for defrauding banks. And she was left to fend for herself. She had no job and no home. How could I just leave her in that situation? But now it's a different story. Mel actually sent a private investigator to tail me. She was so obsessed about finding out whether or not I was cheating on her that she went online, found a private investigator, and paid her with my own card. The irony. So anyway, this is how I found out. You know that feeling you get when you think someone's watching you? Yeah. I got that feeling one evening while I was hanging out with the guys at our usual spot. I turned around and I saw her. The girl quickly looking down at her phone, but I could clearly see she was blushing. So I approached her. I was just going to say hello and that I didn't know at all why she was staring at me, but before I could even introduce myself, she just blurted it out. The whole thing. That she was a private investigator sent by my evil girlfriend to spy on me. She said Mel had even instructed her to frame me or take photos that could be used as evidence against me. Even if it was all made up. That was the moment I decided that I was done with Mel. Turned out, the private investigator she hired had developed a crush on me. She said she spent months tailing me, and in that span of time, she fell for me. And because she didn't agree with what Mel wanted to do to me, she decided to tell me the truth. That was when we hatched a plan. To get back at Mel, we had to give her what she wanted. I needed to be caught cheating. So I finally called up the Twitch streamer that Mel was jealous of. And when I told her everything, Nat was more than happy to help. And my, did she really help. I guess I keep forgetting that she was massively rich. And nothing made Nat happier than playing pretend, especially when it involved the guy she had a crush on. Nat went all out. She threw a massive party. All the famous streamers and YouTubers were there. She had her mansion decorated and even hired a photographer and a videographer just for the scene that we were meant to act out so that Mel would think I was cheating. When the moment finally came, Nat kissed me on the lips. I was so shocked because we only talked about her giving me a kiss on the cheek. Nevertheless, the video and photo made it to Nat's channel. and everyone was asking who the guy Nat was kissing was. And of course, she told them it was me. And that was when Mel kicked me out of the house. She even fired Penny, the investigator, and didn't pay her because she said Penny should have stopped me from kissing Nat. I didn't mind that she kicked me out of my own house, which I'm paying for. It was all part of the plan. I spent that week living large in Nat's mansion. A week passed and I received a summons from court. I couldn't imagine what she wanted to charge me with. But according to Penny, Mel had a close friend who was a lawyer. She even sent me photos of the two of them cuddling at some drive-in movie theater. I smiled to myself. Here I thought we were only going to teach Mel a lesson. Now we get to expose her for being a hypocrite and a cheater as well. The day of the hearing, Nat, Penny, and a bunch of Nat's fans were there. We wanted it to be as big a spectacle as it was. Nat even paid for a top-notch lawyer to help me out. Unfortunately for Mel, my lawyer was a shark, and she ate chump lawyers like Mel's friend for breakfast. The moment the judge gave permission for my lawyer to speak, it was over.
I'm sorry to tell you, Your Honor, that your time is being wasted by the prosecutor and his client, because this lawsuit is frivolous, and simply put, a matter of fraud. Your Honor, Miss Mel is a pathological liar with a well-documented history of stealing from my client's bank accounts to satisfy her need for material things. And when she does not get her way, she resorts to blackmail and threats. Today, she made good on a threat she made my client. But she got here via fraudulent means. This should not have been a matter for the court. But with the help of her lawyer, who she is also dating, she has managed to weasel her way into this hallowed court. My associates and I have all the evidence needed to prove that the prosecution has in the past extorted my client, blackmailed him, and tried to frame him. Your Honor, I move to declare this as a mistrial, and I move to charge the prosecution with defamation, extortion, and unjust vexation.
The judge called my lawyer forward and asked him to present the evidence we had against Mel. And after a few minutes, she banged her gavel.
I declare this trial to be a waste of my time. I would advise the prosecutor to find a job very soon, as I will be writing the state board to revoke his license for using the law in such a manner. Bailiff, hand over Miss Mel to the authorities. She will be booked and put on house arrest pending the date of her new trial, where she will be the defendant.
Mel burst out laughing, and when she realized it was all real, she shouted at the top of her lungs.
No! This is bull! You can't arrest me! I'm the one who was cheated! You don't understand! What kind of stupid judge are you?
The whole courtroom fell silent. The judge was fuming. She stood up and banged her gavel 3 times.
You will not address this court in such a manner, little girl. I highly suggest you silently accept the consequences of your actions before I find you in contempt. You can't shut me up! I pay taxes! I pay your salary! You're stupid! Your decision is stupid! All right, bailiff. Take her to the cells. This woman will be held in contempt. Afterwards, hand her over to the city police. She will be staying in jail until her trial date is set.
The entire courtroom laughed at what Mel brought upon herself. Even the judge didn't call for silence. The best part is, Nat sneaked in a few clips to show her live audience on Twitch. She even got to take a boomerang of Mel's stupid face as she cried when the bailiff took her away. The court ordered that she pay me back for every cent of my money that she spent. And now I live with Nat. I sold the house because I didn't want to live in a place with bad memories. Penny visits me sometimes as well. My life's a dream now, honestly. I'm surrounded by awesome people all the time. And I've got 2 girls who are head over heels in love with me. What more can I ask for?